echte ervaring.
You are listening to That Digital Show, a business podcast presented by Google Cloud to help organizations innovate and grow value in a digital world. Episode 33, How HP Innovates with Digital Customer Experiences. In this episode, we're joined by Evan Sheshley at HP to discuss how they are leveraging APIs to build innovative applications and meaningful customer experiences. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Hood, a digital strategist at Google Cloud. And as I said, this is an exciting episode because for the first time, we are recording live in front of a studio audience. I'm super excited for you to all be here. And let me introduce to you our guest for today, Evan Sheshley. So two things to start off, Evan. Share a little bit about yourself. And we would love to know, as part of a tradition on That Digital Show, what is the last thing you downloaded?
Hey, thanks, Chris. Again, Evan Sheshley, HP, just really glad to be here and talk about APIs and customer experiences through such a fascinating space with the rise of the app economy. A little bit about myself. So I have worked at HP since the year 2000, so 21 years now. Up here in the Pacific Northwest, a little town, Corvallis, Oregon, where HP has a really fascinating R&D site, working with a lot of engineers in both software, but also mechanical and chemical engineering, because one of our core businesses is printing, and printing requires everything from the physical all the way up through the software layers and customer experiences. Recently, recent meaning career-wise, the last 10 years gotten into APIs and just love this topic and love how it means something special to the modern economy. But where I came from, honestly, is networking and cybersecurity kind of domain. And it's been a nice mix of thinking tactically and technically from the security point of view, and then thinking like a business person for APIs. That said, the most recent thing I downloaded, I was just kind of picking my brain as you're asking that. We have a 3D printer at home, kind of compatible with one of HP's agendas, but a consumer level one, and was downloading the updated slicer for that to help the kids who are tinker-catting their way to using up lots of filament, making widgets and boats and things.
This might be very familiar to everybody who's watching. And for those of you who are listening, I'll try to explain it here. We've got a drawing of a family sitting on a couch with a ton of different applications in their hands. And what's interesting about this is, I would say for my house, it looks very familiar. Somebody shopping, somebody watching a show, we've got somebody playing a game. And really, if you think about this, everyone has a different need or expectation or interest all at their fingertips. And it's really about creating these unique digital experiences. And at the center of all of that is APIs. And we know this because APIs are fueling all of these experiences. We see that 82% will go out of their way to purchase from a company that is meeting those digital experiences or meeting those needs that they have. And we know that 89% will buy products and services from a company that has great digital experiences. And once again, all of this is being fueled by APIs. So when we start to think about application innovation and digital experiences, HP is at the forefront of all of these types of activities. And so, Evan, if we can just start here, can you share a little bit about HP? What is the mission of the company? What's the scope of the products and services that you're offering? Just lay it all out for us.
The whole thing. Yes. It's a long story, and I'll try to keep it maybe down to a few minutes here. First and foremost, where are we coming from? It helps put into perspective where we are and where we're going. Our company was founded 82 years ago. That's a little unusual in the technology business. For folks who don't know, the stereotype of a couple of technology, master's grad, engineering grad students starting a little business in a garage, that original reference is to those two men in the slide here, Bill and Dave, the founders of HP, who as Stanford grads were convinced to start a technology company in what years later became Silicon Valley around their company in a garage on, I think, Addison Avenue in Palo Alto. The original garage is now a National Historic Landmark. It's still there. You can go visit the garage that started Silicon Valley. And we're really proud of that heritage. It started as a technology company and has been ever evolving, but rooted in real engineering, real products, real experiences that matter for the customer. It means something to us having that legacy. And again, no big startup angel investors. It really was just an idea and running with an experience that they can offer. First product, they talk about the 200-day audio oscillator. If you go watch the original Fantasia, their device was what helped with some of the sound for that movie for Disney. The current story, though, is a little bigger. We're about a $60 billion company now, 50,000 employees all around the world. Our hardware products and software services on top of that, creating much more dynamic experiences than anybody could have imagined back in the 1930s. The connectedness that you mentioned and the integration between devices and the kind of experiences we're trying to have as users through those devices is much more how we see the world now. And with employees and with products in every facet of the economy all around the world, you know, it's really on us to figure that out and to keep evolving, because of course, technology is a fierce market. And, you know, maybe Bill and Dave created a facet of the technology economy back then, but you know, we have a lot of strong competition and a lot of constant evolving we have to do. But that's our heart, right? And really, our mission as a company is to make people's lives better through technology. It's not just to offer like a consumptive experience. In fact, we really believe in the ability to make things happen. You know, our current portfolio is kind of familiar to most people. I think you are not surprised to see an HP laptop or an HP workstation. And certainly printing is what we're known to the vast consumer market for. Inkjet printers, you know, fit in your hand, up to what might be less well known is inkjet printers that basically you can fit one in a factory. They're so large. Yeah, it's not quite represented in this art, but we have ones that are 150 meters long. You know, giant printers that are involved in a different industrial side of printing that is exotic and fascinating because you're talking about trillions of dots of ink per small unit of time. All of this, though, is centered around creating experiences. We don't see ourselves in a passive role. HP wants to create a better experience, and especially around with printing, both 2D like ink or toner on paper and 3D printing, creating content, right? Like HP is in a position to help you consume content, like in some of the laptop and mobile experiences. But with a printer, you create physical content, and we still hold that close to our heart as a role we can play in connecting the digital to the physical, and especially with 3D printing, both in plastics and in metals 3D printing, we are pioneering some fascinating new space with personalized physical content. We have some new businesses under incubation, and frankly, I don't know which ones are completely out of stealth mode, but we're doing some amazing things with personalized down to the individual, down to the single unit created parts or devices or orthotics that serve the individual and aren't possible through any other means. And that's, you know, physical content, the fruit of a digital experience upstream in the workflow. So fascinating space to be working in, fascinating connectivity. And, you know, at the surface of our company, we are coming to appreciate, and part of my work at HP is to push this agenda, to appreciate the portfolio of APIs that make all that happen. And understanding that portfolio is a big part of my job and a big part of what we think of transformation, which is kind of buzzwordy right now. But we too, as a legacy hardware company, are conscious of the need to transform toward a more digital mindset. And so, yes, understanding those APIs, which make our company accessible and connected, you know, connected enough to offer meaningful experiences, that's important work. In fact, I think we have a poll for that we can go to.
Yeah, there is. And while you're looking at this poll, what percentage of your whole enterprise's total population of active APIs are well inventoried? I would love to see what the answers are for this. And while you're looking at that, we have a question from the audience. And I love that original story about Fantasia and HP and thinking about Walt Disney. I just can't imagine what Walt Disney would be doing today with APIs, as you mentioned, but also like artificial intelligence. So one question here is HP leveraging AI or ML as part of your API experience?
Indeed. We have a very deliberate and growing investment in AI ML on the engineering side. You might not see HP offer an overt ML value proposition to the market. Although, if I think about some of our large enterprise and public sector work, it could actually be rolled into how we offer some fleet management services. But at the heart of our engineering efforts, absolutely, we have a lot of data, right? We have a lot of product data, product quality, product usage data. We're always trying to make a better experience. And that often that starts with the physical product itself, right? People have, printers have moving parts. Moving parts, as any hardware engineer knows, that's one of your weakest components. And the better HP can understand the performance of our designs and their failure modes, the better we can anticipate a negative experience and then intervene proactively. One area that we are doing a lot of ML work is to better anticipate the need for servicing of large fleets of printers and laptops. So again, many of our guests here today are going to understand HP through like, I have a printer at home, or there's a printer in the office. But when we sell into the office, we sell printers by the large numbers, right? Sometimes dozens, sometimes hundreds, or maybe even thousands for a large department. Those fleets, we help our customers manage as a whole. And that means spare parts. That means supplies that are ready when something runs out. And we have extensive investment in machine learning to understand and anticipate, ultimately, and intervene before necessary, having the right part in place, so that if something breaks, it can be swapped out very quickly and have, you know, that device back in use very swiftly. Whereas supplies, and anybody who uses a consumer printer at home, an HP printer, we have an Instant Ink subscription service, which I can tell you by reviewing a lot of intellectual property disclosures, tremendous effort on our side, looking at and anticipating exactly when to ship the supplies, like, you know, replacement ink. You don't want to run out of yellow ink and not be able to print something for your kids. I have the exact experience personally. And so when HP wants to optimize having that replacement supply in your hands before you need it, but not so long before you need it that it gets lost on the shelf, it gets tucked behind something. That's one fascinating place, is to look at the shipping patterns and the consumptive patterns of different printers, models of printers, and different kind of environments all around the world, and optimize making those supplies available just in time and in just the right way, so that our customers feel like it's just magic.
Yeah, I'm subscribed to the HP ink replacement program, and it's just that. It's like magic. Oh, I'm out of ink. Oh, here's a new ink cartridge. I love it. And I think that goes into this question that's on the screen, which talks more about digital experiences. And we're saying that they really can be anything that consumers engage with digitally. So is there a digital experience you believe HP has mastered, the way it is delivered or how customers use it, or in a way, as you said, that's like magic that delights customers? Tell us about those experiences or why you believe HP does this so well.
We have our strengths. You know, funny is, 15 or 20 years ago, the answer would be the truly brilliant and innovative ink chemistry engineering and halftone algorithms that make HP printing look great on any paper type in any humidity environment. You know, some really fascinating engineering there. And our heart is there. But in recent years, we're taking that prowess in the physical domain. And I would say we are mastering, if not ultimately completely mastered. We're constantly learning. But in printing, and just let's use consumer printing as where it's most evident to, I think, most of our attendees today, that out-of-box experience with a new device that is embryonic. It is not yet your printer. It's just in a box. Bringing it out, and that first time you turn it on and bring it into your network and connect it with your identity and your app experience, which is, of course, now recognized by HP, the primary preferred digital interface for so many use cases. anybody who's been printing for a while knows, there's a front panel, there's a little LCD screen and some buttons. And that was how we interacted with printing for a long time, or even before, a USB cable and everything being UI driven from a PC. But now it's bringing that device, that printer, into work in the context of a mobile experience and a identity, right? Your printer and your warranty related to your printer, but it's about you. It's personalized to your experience. And HP is investing in, and I think, bringing some mastery to being in a healthy and kind of obvious intuitive relationship between the user, the owner of that device, their app experience on whatever platform the mobile situation is, and the subscription and kind of entitlements that come with you owning a device, that warranty and that supply chain or that ready on-demand ink or toner that makes the experience reliable for you. There's a lot going on under the covers that makes that happen in an intuitive way where you're not wondering what happens next, but rather the device becomes yours and productive without you jumping through a lot of hoops. That bridge between the digital, right, the app and cloud experience, and you're having a relationship and identity with HP, and the physical device actually coming up and being productive, that is kind of unique. There's other examples in industry, but I think HP has such a fascinating footprint in physical content and production of a printer, the ability to do work, and the app relationships in the cloud. HP's app is called the Smart App. And seeing it flex its muscle with the relationship a user has with scanning and printing and supplies. Again, it's a consuming device. It uses ink. So knowing where that is and how that supply is ready to be productive at your whim, we've done a lot of good work there.
Yeah. And that under the covers, that bridge that you're talking about that binds everything together are APIs. So let's look at our poll results. And this is very telling. So I'll say right off the bat, I'm not surprised, because when we go out and we talk with customers about APIs and we start to say, what is your library of APIs available to help you build applications more seamlessly across your organization? Most say, we don't even know what APIs we have. So I guess a good question for you is, what is your library of APIs? How would you answer this? Is it at 100% at HP?
Oh, I wish. Oh, the dream is to reach that perhaps inaccessible number. I would love to say that we're above 50%, but honestly, we're on a journey right now, right? This summer, the meeting I had an hour ago was about our effort, right? Our very sustained now and sincere effort to understand that portfolio. Any large enterprise actor, somebody who understands the dynamics of an enterprise, probably can appreciate how there's such a diversity of APIs. And as I'm constantly learning this, I come from our business side. Currently, I'm sort of in a cross-functional position working on this strategy, but originally being in our printing business where there's the most software, certainly the most outward-facing and customer and partner-enabling software, I'm aware of a lot of the API work there that supports some of the consumer experiences, like we were just talking about. There's plenty of APIs that behind the scenes enable the app and printer and subscription and warranty relationships. But in the back office, we have a supply chain that spans the planet. As if you take component supplies and printer shipments and our channel relationships, which enable sales in the far corners of the whole world, and then direct sales through our e-commerce store, there's such a diversity of APIs that the more I know, I become confident the less I know, right? I uncover every week a new dimension of our enterprise that has an API story. And so I've been saying in recent weeks, the unknown unknowns are what make this fascinating. We start to enumerate and become comfortable with our knowledge about what's going on in one part of our world. And we uncover another dimension on the back office or the other way around where there's active innovation, right? There's new APIs coming up in our 3D printing and life sciences businesses that, we're just catching wind of and we're bringing into the light. So where are we really? Maybe somewhere in the middle 50. couldn't tell you whether it's closer to 25% or above 50%. Yeah. But it's the journey. It's the effort. It's the appreciation and bringing into the light and telling the story of those APIs that we find so important to moving forward in the digital transformation.
Yeah, totally. And again, I think part of the power of APIs is the reusability factor, where I can create that experience through an API one time and multiple applications can leverage it and reuse it. And I think in organizations where there are a lot of different APIs that are unknown, you'll often find duplicates. You'll find APIs that are basically doing the exact same thing. And think about the amount of time and energy efforts that have been wasted on duplicating efforts. And so when you can boil it down and understand what your APIs are holistically across all of your applications and all of your organizations and teams and business units, then you can accelerate that development time, get to market faster, because that's what your customers are asking for. They are asking for these experiences, and you're taking time developing something that's already been developed somewhere else in your organization.
We measure ourselves in some of this effort we're doing on exactly that premise, reducing the amount of completely unnecessary, redundant engineering. If we can remove a few of those examples, that enables, activates the potential for those same engineers to focus on something novel, right? A new experience, a new feature brought to market sooner. We talk about business agility, of course. That's one of the powerful enablers of APIs. You need to bring your solution to market sooner before the competition and iterate on that so that we just unlock the most value and ultimately be the most competitive. Yeah, nothing makes me hurt more than hearing about unnecessary third instances of the same, effectively the same service inside the company. So again, understanding that portfolio enables those conversations. And again, we're coming at it from a leaning in and going faster approach. Some exercises look at it as cost savings. And for sure, you can save effort. But for us, it's we're an engineering company. We're looking for the most ability to go further. And so it's, you know, removing that burden and allowing those engineers to bring their new experiences to innovate more. I'd hate to be told, good job launching that redundant copy of something, right? That's just not what we want to do.
What are some of the challenges that HP is faced with either today or have been faced with in your journey, especially around APIs? Share some of that experience and how you've overcome some of those challenges.
Yeah, I was actually going to walk briefly through a little bit of our two different sides of our business where this actually comes up. We talked about printing a lot on the PCs side, and this is, you know, from small laptops and sometimes handhelds in different markets to workstations and kind of more feature-rich desktop computing. We're recognizing the security imperative for sure across consumer and especially enterprise, where there are fleets of devices representing, you know, deep intellectual property and content that companies, you know, large and small, must protect. APIs, of course, connect a lot of these experiences, and HP's APIs must be secure in the foundation to enable these secure customer experiences. That's one reason why, again, understanding your API portfolio is the first challenge that allows you to then secure those APIs and ensure you have a secure portfolio. You can't manage it if you don't know it's out there. And, you know, we've learned that with consistent API management, we can bring consistent and robust API security into these, ultimately, what are end user experiences. You might not be able to directly witness security in your fleet, but your vendor underneath that, your partner who's enabling that fleet to exist and be under management, had better be using fundamental security for the APIs which enable that fleet management. You know, we're learning that, right? You know, security is an end customer expectation. It's also in every layer underneath those experiences. And of course, as we're also working with peripherals, you know, maybe your mouse or your keyboard isn't a REST API driven thing, but there's integration across that. And in the PC side, we have brands like Omen and HyperX that have an integrated experience expectation. Again, security pervades that aspect of how we want to bring those experiences to market. In printing, modern means mobile accessible. And again, APIs enable the mobile experience, meaning, you know, the app economy experience, to realize all the value that we think is there. In the old days, we might say, oh, you know, it's a point-to-point connection between a mobile or some sort of external device and a printer. But we know it's cloud connected now. Obviously, that's how the world works. And being API conscious in this space and having a deliberate platform mentality where the platform's APIs are the product of the engineering effort, that realization, first, you know, the challenge was coming to that realization and then investing appropriately to have an API strategy for the way we connect our devices and our experiences, especially, you know, the right-hand side of this slide talks about the accelerate the office contractual side. That's a business language for the enterprise experience where there is a kind of enterprise-to-enterprise relationship between HP and the office or the public sector department or the hospital, where the experiences we're giving to those kinds of customers are much more deep into document management and fleet security. All of that is APIs or nothing, right? Like, you can't do that without a cloud strategy and an API portfolio that enables those ultimate next level kind of experiences. And honestly, so realizing that and then becoming software savvy from a hardware company engineering culture, that journey is the ultimate challenge for us. And it's been, you know, my privilege to be part of that journey and to explore it, learn from it, and be agile enough to recognize our missteps and keep moving, keep iterating. That's us.
Well, I know we're quickly reaching the end of our session together. And So I wanted to open it up for some more questions from the audience. And I have one here real quickly that we can get into. And it's around developer experiences. And I think it's a good point. I believe that creating great customer experiences also means that you're creating great developer experiences. So for your API program, where developers are coming in, as we've talked about, throughout your organization, or even if those are external developers or partners, how do you look at your developer experience, or how are you linking the developer experience back to how you're innovating and building applications at HP?
That is such a great question. I have a poster hanging in the office, which someday I will go back to, that says, developers are our heroes. We actually have a whole hero's journey model that we mapped out, the whole classic hero's journey where the developer, hero developer, I think we gave him the persona, is essential to our realization of this value proposition of cyber physical approach to business. We have an external developer experience program, and where I'm more passionate about right now in the moment, because it's the center of my use of my hours, is an internal developer experience. And first, we've learned to be sincere about it. It isn't just marketing, and it isn't just employee care and feeding. Our developers internally are just as much our future heroes as our external business partner developers and the developers who consume our public APIs. So being forthright about that and recognizing that those customers, those special breed of customers, have their own journeys. They're seeking an outcome or some sort of transaction that's uniquely different than a consumer who's buying a printer or subscribing to an ink subscription service like HP Instant Ink. Developers are trying to accomplish a different kind of task. And we spend a lot of time understanding those personas and fleshing out their use cases. I've got lots of notes about all the different developer use cases and what their value propositions are. And I encourage anybody working in IT and integration to recognize that particular facet of understanding why the API is a product. An API is a product because it has a consumer, and it's not the end consumer necessarily. It is a developer who is unlocking another new experience that ultimately matters for your end customers. So yeah, I could talk about developer experience forever because I'm fascinated by the learning curve that it represents for us as a business. And just personally, it it's all about relationships that unlock value for a company and ultimately for the users of your product who are the value or give you value. You don't exist. You don't have value if you don't have customers, of course. Being sincere about it and understanding your APIs, understanding them as a product value proposition, and bringing those stories into an encounter with your personas, your developers, that's the strategic work. And then, of course, ensuring you actually do it, right? Like, does this API fulfill on its promise? Is it unlocking value, right? You know, why are your internal developers, or of course external, why are they using it? Why are they not? Why is growth happening? Why is growth declining? Of course, underneath all that, you know, why is it throwing so many errors? Do they know they're probably unhappy with the performance of that API, right? Like product management all the way down to analytics. It is a space that we could talk about forever. And it's really important to the enterprise, even if you don't know it yet. Look at your API portfolio as a product portfolio, understand who its customers are, and seek greatly to understand what they care about.
I couldn't have summarized that any better. I completely agree. And that's often where organizations miss out, is that understanding, that mindset that APIs are products. And you have a complete inventory of all of your products at your organization, I guarantee, but you don't have a complete organization of your APIs. Treat them like products and you will. And so yeah. I know we're at the end of our time, and I just wanted to quickly wrap up with a few items. First, feedback survey. There is a survey here. Feel free to send that in to us. Let us know what you think, especially since this was our first live recording of that digital show, a podcast and a webinar. With an audience, it's been wonderful. I also know that there are a lot of questions that are out there that we have not gotten to. Rest assured, we're going to copy those down and we're going to get back to you personally one-on-one. We also have a Fueling App Innovation ebook, a series of ebooks that we're actually producing. This is one in a series of four that we have. So check that out. Click on that link. It's also available in your resources so that you'll be able to go and learn more about how to innovate and build these digital experiences that we're talking about here today. And of course, promotion of that digital show, which you all have participated in. Our live audience, thank you for joining and listening. You can check out that digital show on any of the podcast platforms, register, subscribe, learn. It's a great business podcast. Of course, I'm hosting it on a weekly basis. So go listen with tons of stories and interviews with some of our customers. So again, go check that out at thatdigitalshow.com. And of course, thank you all for joining. If you want to reach out to us, there's various links, and I will quickly share with you my email address. That's Chris Hood, ChrisHood, @google.com. If you have questions specifically for myself, feel free to email me. I'm happy to answer those as well. So thank you, Evan. Appreciate your perspective. Thank you for joining us on the show. It was a pleasure to have you.
Hey, thank you very much. I'll share mine too, in case the audience wants to reach out and have a question about the API journey that HP is on. I am Evan, that's just E-V-A-N, @hp.com.
Very easy. Evan @hp.com, Chris Hood @google.com. Once again, thank you, everybody. Appreciate you joining. Have a great day.